Well, I would definitely wish for everyone that they be able to experience sometime in their life non-conflictual relationship. And that's really amazing. We seem to accept as normal that relationships should be filled with conflict and that we reach a point where we realize we'll never get what we wanted out of relationships, and so then we just sort of accept in a neutralized way that things really are as bad as we wish they weren't. And so to actually have many relationships that are totally non-conflictual is definitely something that all of us would want to wish for everyone. And it is possible for human society to live that way. However, we first have to see that it's possible within ourselves, that we can be non-conflictual within ourselves, that whatever appears, appears in an expanse in which there is no conflict. And then, once we see that about ourselves, we become capable of being with others in that way. Once we see that about ourselves, then we see that whatever anyone else's experiences are also non-conflictual. So then people can't push our buttons, so to speak, anymore. Whatever is appearing is just whatever is appearing. And then if we get a couple people together, both of whom have realized that the nature of all of their experience is non-conflictual, then we have a great relationship going on. We have a great relationship going on. Because there's nothing sticky. There isn't anything in the way. There's no diving into personal points of view or positions and neediness and expectation. There's just complete openness and complete compassion and love. And the emphasis on life is no longer one of self-centeredness, but one of benefit for all, but not in a contrived way. It's just that way. The non-conflictual ground of everything is already entirely beneficial. So the more that we abide as that, the more we realize that the ground of our being is beneficial by nature. We don't need to try to be of benefit. It's just naturally that way. And so to have relationships that not for just a day or two now and then, or maybe a month or two now and then, are good, but relationships that for years and years and years are completely non-conflictual and filled with love and wisdom and joy and bliss. This is what human beings are made of. And it all starts with each one of us. So, yeah. When, by the power of awareness, we no longer need to be entertained, then all of life is pure enjoyment. Everything. There isn't anything sought after. to provide entertainment.